The National Association of Counties represents all their members across the United States. There's about 3,060-something actual members of that organization. So it's a national organization that represents all counties, and Audrain has been a member of that for years. So there's four regional representatives, and so I opted in on the central region, which is a representation of 11 states in across the United States. And that also puts Audrain County and myself on the executive board of the National Association of Counties.
Now, give us a little background story on this, if you will. How did you find out about it? Were you approached by someone to run for this position?
Yeah, there was the previous commissioner, Commissioner Bobbitt from Oklahoma. We'd visited several times at different conferences, and she had made the comment that she was termed out after 6 years. And I don't know if she was really scouting for me to volunteer, but that's sort of what happened. And the more we talked, I thought, well, you know, this might be a good opportunity to get rural representation, rural county representation on a national level, because that seems to be the issue a lot of times, that the bigger counties have the resources to put people on those committees and positions that gives them a little pull in that area. And so I wanted to make sure that rural America was represented, especially Audrain County, and now we are. We have a big seat at a big table.
That is very awesome. So what are some of the benefits for Audrain County? Are they in the running for some national grants, maybe some federally funded dollars coming into Audrain County? Is that some of the benefits?
Yeah, directly there will probably not be funds directly involved with the position, but it does give recognition. So NACO does have grants and opportunities to apply for different things, whether I'm on that board or not. So that's always been something that Audrain County's taken advantage of, some of the resources that are at no cost to the counties. And it's just a matter of knowing where those are. So now it gives me a little insight and opening up doors that I may not have recognized before. So that should give Audrain County an ability to maybe not get resources as funding, as far as funding, but resources as services at no charge and those types of things.
Understand that. How many terms is it, if you'll tell us that?
It's 2-year terms, so I'm just about a month and a half in. So we'll wait and see if there's going to be any terms after this. But if the people of those 11 states, those members of National Association of Counties, feel I'm doing a good job and ask me to continue, I'd be happy to represent those 11 states on a national platform.
Well, that's outstanding. Are you guys able to meet in person, or is this pretty well still going over Zoom or online, if you will?
Yeah, so far all the meetings that I've attended have been virtual meetings. Typically, they'll send us to Washington for orientation, those types of things. But that actually this week, Thursday, I have orientation. Of course, it'll be virtual. And then we have a biweekly call for the executive committee, and then a monthly call for the central region committee. And of course, all those are going to be virtual.